From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. Now, a periodic phenomenon which takes place in some summers in the Midwest. A particular species of political animal, we'll call them voters republicanus, swarm the town of Ames, Iowa. We're talking about the Iowa straw poll. Call it a cultural rite or a publicity stunt, but the poll can make or break the political careers of even the hardiest-seeming Republican candidates. A testament to that is the fact that John McCain and Rudy Giuliani declined to participate in this year's straw poll. So who's left? Thought to be the front runners are former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee.
All you got to do is have an Iowa driver's license and be 18 before November 2008, and you do have to have a semblance of a pulse. I'm told that you got to be alive at the time you vote.
Huckabee canvassed for votes at the Iowa State Fair, which opened today. And among the fairgoers is none other than NPR's intrepid political correspondent, David Green. David, first and most importantly, how is the fair?
The fair is great, Andrea. I am standing among some of the rides. There's a big balloon of a dinosaur, and there's a lot of good carnival food, popcorn, candy, apples, snow cones, and a lot of political candidates. This is kind of ground zero for the candidates the day before the straw poll to come here and try to get one more burst of support.
Okay, so which candidates are actually there? So Giuliani's not there, McCain's not there, who is?
Yeah, they're the big names who are not there. Romney is the front runner in Iowa, even though he's not the national front runner. And he's really trying to make a command performance here in the straw poll to show that he really is controlling the race in this state. Mike Huckabee, as you mentioned, is also here as the former governor of Arkansas. Someone who's also gotten some pretty solid numbers in the polls is Sam Brownback, the Kansas senator. And Brownback and Huckabee have been going after the social conservative wing of the party and have been really duking it out over those voters leading up to the event tomorrow in Ames.
And then there are quite a few other Republicans that maybe we haven't heard quite as much about, sort of the second tier, third tier candidates.
Yeah, this is one of those events where, you know, there are a lot of questions about what it actually means, but it can be sort of a launching pad for a lesser-known candidate to get some name recognition. You've got Tommy Thompson, the former governor of Wisconsin, who has been just a blip in many of the national polls. Were he to get a good number of votes, he could come out of here saying that he's stronger than people thought. You also have someone like Ron Paul, who isn't making much headway in the polls, but he's very anti-war, and that's drawn a lot of anti-war Republicans to his side. Ron Paul is really a phenomenon on the internet. So if he has that organizational strength on the internet, we'll see if it turns out that way at the straw poll as well.
David, I want you to look into your crystal ball and tell me who's going to win this thing.
Romney is definitely the front runner. He's consistently led in the polls in this state. So it would be hard to see Romney not winning, and there'll be a lot of analysis afterwards if he does win about whether he won by enough or whether some other candidates showed some strength. And what we'll probably hear afterwards is people like John McCain and Rudy Giuliani analyzing Romney's performance. If Romney doesn't do that well, they'll say, well, you know, it doesn't look like Romney's as strong as we thought in Iowa. If Romney does do very well, those candidates who decided to bag the straw poll are going to say, it didn't mean anything anyway.
The straw poll, it's interesting that you're at the state fair, because the straw poll is sort of another kind of cultural phenomenon in Iowa, isn't it?
It is, and I think if you asked a lot of people at the state fair, they'd say that the straw poll is probably number two to the state fair. This is a place where Iowans, actually a lot of people from all over the Midwest, come and gather. And, I mean, all sorts of just strange stuff. They have competitions for different forms of fruits and vegetables to see who can grow the best corn. Actually, one of the funnier things is they have a tent set up where if you walk up, you get a kernel of corn and you throw it into a jar, and each jar represents one of the political candidates for both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. And it's amazing, Andrea. The kernel poll has been tracking pretty well with the actual polls. So Iowa voters at the fair, it's a good sample of the people of this state.
NPR's David Green at the Iowa State Fair talking about the Iowa straw poll this weekend. Thanks very much, David.
Thank you, Andrea.